It's Friday, July the 23rd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, a rise in American unemployment and no swift end to chip shortage. First, the world in brief. America's Department of Labor said new unemployment claims rose to 419,000 last week, an unexpected jump as the economy rebounds. There were 51,000 more claims than the week before. The number of new job seekers had previously been on a downward trend. Around half of all states have now ditched the more generous benefits offered at the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. Intel's boss warned that the global semiconductor shortage could last into next year and that supply would not fully recover until 2023. Car makers have been hit particularly hard by a dearth of chips, in part the result of the extra demands created by pandemic home working. Pat Gelsinger said consolidation among chip makers would help. Intel is trying to buy GlobalFoundries, a rival, for $30 billion. A trial conducted in Britain found that leaving a longer gap between doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine boosts the body's production of antibodies. While 3 to 4 weeks between shots is commonly recommended, leaving a space of 8 weeks appears to be the, quote, sweet spot, said the lead researcher on the study. America imposed sanctions on Cuban officials it deems responsible for a crackdown on anti-government protesters on July 11th. Hundreds of demonstrators, angry about the economy and the pandemic, were arrested and at least one was killed. The American government also plans to help Cubans in America send remittances home without using Cuban banks. New Zealand suspended its quarantine-free trans-Tasman, quote, travel bubble for 8 weeks, while Australia grapples with a spate of COVID-19 outbreaks. Flights from three Australian states had already stopped. All New Zealanders returning home will now be tested and some will be quarantined. Referring to the more infectious Delta variant, New Zealand's Prime Minister warned that, quote, COVID has changed and so must we. American Airlines made $19 million in net income in the second quarter of the year, the first time since the start of the pandemic that it has turned a profit, mainly because of government subsidies from the payroll support program. Southwest, a no-frills competitor, also made a profit in the quarter, again thanks mainly to help from payroll subsidies. YouTube said it has removed 15 videos posted by Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's president, for spreading misinformation about COVID-19. In one video, a Brazilian doctor recommends two drugs that are unproven as treatments, which goes against YouTube's content policies. Mr. Bolsonaro has repeatedly railed against measures to stop the spread of the virus, including masks, lockdowns, and vaccinations. Facebook and Twitter also removed videos of him last year. And fact of the day, 172%, the average amount in real terms that hosts of the Olympics overspent on the games since 1960.